Secretary of State Antony Blinken headed to Beijing this week to meet with senior Chinese officials in an endeavor to improve the cratering U.S.-China relations, even as both countries pursue policies to counter the other's influence. This is Blinken's first trip to China as U.S. Secretary of State, the first also by a member of Biden's cabinet, which he was forced to delay after the discovery back in February of a Chinese surveillance balloon in U.S. airspace. Joining us now on the line, we have Professor Chris Isiki, Professor of African Politics and International Relations in the Department of Political Science at the University of Pretoria. Prof, very good morning to you and welcome to Radio Islam International.
Thank you. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So Blinken was scheduled to meet Xi Jinping himself, but then it was changed and he met with the foreign minister of China. Is this a strong signal from Beijing that it remains concerned by steps taken by the U.S. to so-called de-risk its economy from China's?
Well, yes, it is. Like you indicated, this trip was supposed to have been done in February. There have been deliberate attempts by the Biden administration to try and thaw the icy relations between China and you know, the U.S. But the balloon incident spoiled that. And so far, so good. They have tried to get around that and meet face-to-face to prepare eventually for the meeting of both presidents.
So what were the issues on Blinken's list, and what would you think were the issues on China's list?
Well, for China, the issue has always been Taiwan, and I think they will push for the principle of sovereignty in line with the UN Charter to allow them to, deal with the issue of Taiwan as one country with China, which the United States, in principle, does not oppose. So that's one issue. The Taiwan issue on the side of the Chinese will be there. They would also want to look at trade. For the U.S., they would look at, of course, they want to talk about Taiwan. They also want to talk about trade. But most importantly, they also want to talk about fair trade, China's bullying tactics in the international system, as well as the issues of chemical drugs such as fentanyl. These are issues that concern the United States. But at the end of the day, I think that both sides will do well to try and open direct lines of communication between them, because it's very important, and Biden has said that communication lines between both countries remain open for world stability.
What about the Russia-Ukraine situation? We see African leaders went on a trip. They were not that successful, it would seem, from reports. Is this something that the U.S. will try to bring up?
Well, we're not sure that's on the agenda, but it will do well for the United States to put that on, because the Chinese, what they really want, apart from the fact that they're an emerging, an economic power, they want recognition, they want political recognition. Xi Jinping wants to be recognized as a contributor to world politics and development. So it would do well for the United States to do that recognition by urging him on to be part of the peace process, assuring them that, they have an important role to play. And I think that they are also a pathway to resolving that conflict because of the close ties between China and Russia.
How do you assess the overall state of the relationship between the U.S. and China at the moment? There's a lot of talk on the one hand at a possible Cold War. It seems to be a concern in Europe. There's all this talk about America or the U.S. de-risking its economy from China. On the other hand, there's the talk that with the increasing clout of China politically and economically, that the world may start slowly but surely start moving away from the U.S. dollar as the main trading currency. What's your assessment of this relationship?
Well, the relationship has been frosty, in the last 5 years, especially under Trump, with the trade wars that happened then. And since then, with the Biden administration, though both leaders have met face-to-face, there was the Biden call in February of 2021, and then another call in March of 21, and then 22 wasn't that, you know, bad, but I think things got out of hand with the balloon issue in January of this year. So the relationship is generally frosty, but I think that the United States is beginning to understand that it would not win if it carries on with trying to bully China or try to get its allies to go against China without recognizing and accepting the fact that China is indeed here to stay, and that the best way to deal with this, like they did with the USSR during the Cold War era, was to take them as a serious competition and deal cooperatively and responsibly with them. So I think that change in tone we are beginning to see with the highlighting of four top Biden official administration visits to the U.S. After the Blinken one, we're going to have the Treasury Minister. We are also going to have the Defense Secretary. So these high-profile visits would help to further the foster relations and hope that China will reciprocate. We're already seeing signs of that. We've heard that the Foreign Minister of China is going to visit the United States following Clinton's visit. So this kind of overture by the United States and reciprocity on the part of the Chinese would help to improve their relations and hopefully help to start solving world problems rather than creating one between themselves.
Overall, I mean, who's got the edge here? Who's strong on stronger footing between China and the U.S.?
Well, it's difficult to say. It depends on how they play their cards. The U.S. is still the world's number one economy. So on that ground, it's ahead of China. China is coming behind very strongly. China has influence. The U.S. has more influence in terms of soft power compared to China. So I would, for an underdog that is coming on strong, you would say that China has the momentum. But the Chinese economy has also not been growing as much as was planned, in the last 3 years or so. So that can also become a problem. The political elites in China, although it's, ironclad in terms of the dictatorship of Xi Jinping, but the elites are also pushing for better relations with the U.S., having seen the value of, economic cooperation, economic liberalization. So I would say the U.S. is still ahead overall, but the U.S. power would depend on how it uses its soft power, to try and deal with China in order to build confidence amongst its allies. Because if it continues with its previous tactics of trying to use force in any kind of way, it's going to alienate its European allies and also all other partners in the world that are willing to do business with China. So if the U.S. uses its soft power carefully and tactically, it will continue to have an edge over China as it does right now.
All right, Prof. Thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it.